take you on a little journey to Hosea. I know that sometimes we look at our experience in this United States of America and we say, oh my God, everything is upside down and they're not doing it right. And I've been there. So we're going to go to get a look at what God says is he's about to do, because I believe Hosea is a prophetic message about now. And I want to kind of give you that so that you'll understand that you're living in a day where God is transitioning us from what we were to what we need to become, even as a nation. Even as a people. Well, in Hosea chapter 6, verse 2, it says, after 2 days he will revive us. And on the third day he will restore us. Now, 2 days for God is 2,000 years. On the third day, meaning after 2,000 years are up, he will what? Restore us. That we may live in his presence. Now, the purpose of restoration is to give us a real understanding of our Creator and our loving Father who cares about us. And when that is a truth in your heart, you start looking at the circumstances of your life from a different perspective. You don't look at it about, oh my God, what is God doing to me? How many have ever had that thought pattern? What is God doing to me? I don't understand. Rare. Well, that's a childlike response, and I've been there and I've done that. And I'm not accusing you if you're living there. But I would say, consider what he's up to. Because if you go back, you'll see verse 1 says, come, let us return to the Lord. Now, if we need to return to the Lord, it's because we've walked away from the Lord. How many have ever walked away from the Lord? Gotten angry? I have. Normal. I want you to just kind of close your eyes right now and say, Lord Jesus, if I've ever run from you, it's time for me to return. And if I ran because I was selfish, I'm sorry. If I didn't understand you, I'd like to understand. I'd like you to make yourself clear. To me. Amen?
Amen.
So now, again, verse 1, come let us return to the Lord. Why do you think the prophet is speaking this? It's because we all do this at different intervals. The next part is very important. He says, he has torn us to pieces. Yeah, that's not right. Why should he tear me apart? Why should he rip me open? Yeah, there's a reason. Now, if you have an infection in your body, and it's visible, if it's like a boil on your hand or something like that, or something that's on your body somewhere, and it starts swelling and it gets red, what are you going to do with it?
Lance.
Yeah, you might have to lance it. You might have to clean it. You might have to go on antibiotics, et cetera, et cetera. But you should take care of it. Amen? So, again, it says he has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. Notice he will do the tearing and he will do the healing. Sometimes your flesh will have a reaction in it. You don't understand why the pain is there, but it's because there may be an abscess. There may be something underneath, an infection of some kind. You may need attention. If God allows you to see your own painful area, don't look at it as a problem. Look at it as a construction process that wants to come forward. He's letting you see something about yourself so that you can change it, so that you can run to him, because he's promised to heal you. If he's letting you see something about the painful experience or something that's hurting, it's because he wants to set you free. Don't look at it as condemnation. It says then, he has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. Now, you know, injury is something we all run from. Amen? But sometimes injury is needed so that we will wake up and change our path. There were circumstances in my life where I was just fed up and I wanted to just stop the merry-go-round. I wanted to get off the bridge. I wanted to jump. The Lord says, you're not jumping by yourself. If you're going to jump, I'm going to jump with you. Wherever you land, I want to be with you so I can pick you up and heal you. Well, when you get to that point of depression and hurt on the interior, you may think, oh my God, it's the worst thing that ever happened to me. It might end up being the best thing. If that injury causes you to change your path, if that injury causes you to go back to the Lord, if that injury causes you to run to Jesus and he heals and sets you free, what's going to happen? You'll be restored, huh? I got a phone call last night. I had several phone calls, but they all came at the same time, believe it or not. One from Canada, so I'm talking with somebody out in Canada. And the phone beeps, and I heard the Lord say, check the other line. So I asked the other person to wait and check the other line, and it was a gentleman that I learned. He's part of the North Kingdom House of Prayer. He's in Jacksonville, Florida. He's flying higher than a kite. He said, I just needed to share with you, Pastor Kim. I needed to share with you. Do you have a minute? I said, of course I have a minute. What happened? Oh, he says, I'm so excited. God has done this incredible miracle. He said, this 21-year-old young woman, 90% deaf, 10% only functioning in her ears. And God delivered her yesterday afternoon. And she's totally able to hear everything from a distance. The mother said, I didn't believe that anybody could care about my daughter. But now I know. You hear me? Now I know. Why? Because her daughter was deaf. She couldn't hear a thing. She didn't believe anybody cared about her. But now I know. And guess what? The man of God said, hey, I have value. Look at your neighbor, say, so do you.
So do you.
You understand what I'm doing? I'm trying to let you see that out of an injury, out of a hopeless situation, two people became believers. Two. The mother and the daughter. And what did it do to the man of God? Changed him. Say it got rid of some unbelief. Amen? Close your eyes right now. Just lift up one hand to the Lord. Say in Mark chapter 16.
Mark chapter 16.
The Lord's word says,
the believer
will lay hands on the sick.
Cast out devils.
And they will be healed. The proof is in the pudding. It happened yesterday. In Jacksonville, Florida. Why would God
send a Vermonter
all the way down to Florida
to heal a woman
that couldn't hear?
It was to
set
the captives free.
That was God's plan.
He allowed an injury.
And then he sent one to heal.
That could be me.
Today.
Or tomorrow.
Hallelujah. After 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. When we need to live in his presence, it's when you have that relationship, that you're aware that you're a part of this family of God, that you know that you know that you're not alone, that you know that you can reach out and get help. Verse 3, let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. To acknowledge him. To press on. What does it mean to press on? Does it mean you're going to have the feelings towards pressing on? Absolutely not. Your body may be saying, I don't feel like praying today. I had a hard day, Lord. I don't feel like doing anything. If you listen to those feelings, what's going to happen to you? Are you going to be pressing on? Or are you going by your emotions? I had a bad week this week. It was raunchy. Blah! Now, it never happens to you guys, but it happens to me. And I press on. I purpose to say, God, I don't understand. I'm having a hard time right now. Would you please help me? Would you please restore me? Would you please heal me? I need healing right now. Never mind the neighbors. I need healing. Well, have you got a hand? Well, lay hands on the sick. Could be your own heart that's hurting. If it is, lay hands on the sick. Could be your head that's troubled. Lay hands on the head. Pray. Ask God to heal. He'll do it because he loves you. Not yet. Okay. The next part of that verse says, as surely as the sun rises, he will appear. When is that happening? As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. Who's the he? Jesus. He's going to show up when? On the third day. He will restore us. When? On the third day. When is he going to show up? On the third day. How's he going to show up? How? The answer is right there. He will come to us like the winter rains. Like the spring rains that water the earth. Last Saturday, I'm driving through Vermont. I get a press to go to New Hampshire to get my gas because it's cheaper. Look at your neighbor and say, you're not a dummy when you go for cheap gas. Well, it's the truth, right? Because on the way up, the Lord told me not to put any gas in the tank in Massachusetts, which was really wild because I thought, my God, I don't have that much left. But he let me go all the way up through Vermont. When we got to White River, he told me to get off the highway in a place where I normally don't get off, and then cross over the river, and on exactly right over the river, there's a gas station, and the gas is 23 cents cheaper per gallon. Well, 23 cents cheaper is a good buy compared to $4 or more. So, as God would have it, I had no clue. But there was a young man right there at the bridge before, because you got to cross the Connecticut River to get in New Hampshire from Vermont. And I was on 91 North, so obviously I got off and crossed over into New Hampshire, and there's a young man holding up a sign, standing right at the edge of the bridge. And on his sign, he's got written, he was about maybe, I would say, 15 to 17, somewhere in there. It says, looking for work, I'm hungry. Please, help. Well, the traffic was like this because of the construction that was going on. So I saw him, And the Lord said, pray for him. So I crossed the river, got my gas, turned around, and as I got turned around, the Lord said, now give that kid a gift. Because he's not playing. So that was kind of cool. So I said, Lord, what do I give him? And the Lord said, X amount of dollars. I says, okay. So I got off back into Vermont. There was a little parking area behind where he was standing. I pulled a Huey, and I pulled down the window, and I yelled at him, and he came over, and I gave him a blessing. Now, did the Holy Spirit send me to New Hampshire to bless a young boy? Did he save me the money on the other side of the river so I could give it to the boy that's needing a job and needing a couple of bucks?
Yes.
Don't question when you have this impression inside your heart. Do what he tells you to do.
Amen.
Bless the one he tells you to bless. But how's he going to show up? Like the winter rains, like the spring rains. On my way home on Saturday, the Lord said, go back to the same place. Now, my brain says, oh, the kid must be there again. Well, there was no kid. But there was something else. I'm filling up with gas at the same place. And the Lord said, go home through New Hampshire this time. So I went down New Hampshire, and it started to rain. I mean, I am saying the rain was so intense. The wipers were going full blast. I could barely see. The lights are on. It's dark. It's like literally hopeless rain. And the Lord said to me, I'm in this rain. My pastor used to say, he's going to show up like the spring rains. Well, how many know a spring is qualifier? I'm in the spring. I mean, the rain is so intense. The water is now this deep on the highway. Okay? And you can barely go 35, 40 miles an hour. And I said, oh my. I want you to close your eyes right now. When it's in the heavens, it's coming down one drop at a time. Yes? When it falls on the earth, it becomes what? An instant river. They all connect together. They're no longer separate. Say, God, that's a picture of me. One little drop of water right now. But when I'm in the body of Christ, I become a drop connected to you. And to another. And to another. Until we form living water. And the living water will heal the nations. That's how Jesus is going to show up. He's going to show up through me. And show the nations of the world that there's a healer with hands that can lay hands on the sick. Set them free. And that's me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You will show up. As surely as the sun rises. Come on. You will show up. As surely as the sun rises. You will appear. In the earth. With a corporate body of believers. Just like all those raindrops. Forming a huge river. Washing the nations. Cleansing. And setting free. All the captives. Hallelujah. You've got what I told. That's what he showed me. So you know that you know that you know that the corporate water. Did you ever see one drop of water arguing with the other one saying, I'm not joining? Did you ever see a glass of water being poured into a bowl and one glass says to the other, ha ha, I'm not getting in there with you? What happens when the water joins one cup to the other? I don't care if you feel frozen. You're going to melt. You may be a frozen drop. It doesn't matter. If you've hardened your heart, guess who can warm you up? So he's coming as the rain. And I'm one of the drops. Hallelujah. I really believe yesterday the Lord gave me this message that he was going to show me something in Hosea. And it's hopefully a new perspective for you to see yourself as a drop, ready to receive the next drop, ready to receive the next part of the body. And you know what? Water conforms. Water readjusts to whatever the shape of the other one is. Amen? Even if there's an ice cube that drops in the bucket, what happens?
It becomes part of the water.
Part of the whole. Now close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
There's a lot of frozen chosen out there.
There's a lot of frozen chosen.
Welcome them.
Bring them in.
We'll warm them up.
For your glory.
And for the glory of the nation. Because this is the house of prayer. For all nations. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Share some hugs with each other.